It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Catherine Miller. She is with the Southeastern Utah Health District. We're going to talk about asthma. She is the asthma program director down there. And we're going to talk about what asthma is and some of the different programs that they have that people might be able to take advantage of. Catherine, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. So let's start talking with what asthma is. Now, you were telling me off the air that you are an asthma sufferer yourself, correct?
Yes. Yes. I know how it feels to have an attack, and it feels like you're drowning with air all around you. It doesn't matter how many times you breathe in, you're not getting air.
Okay. So let's let the other people know what asthma is, what kind of a condition it is. And it's something that's chronic that people have all the time. The other thing you were telling me is that there are people that may have it that don't even realize that they have it.
Yeah, or they don't realize that their symptoms are as bad as they are because they've lived with asthma all their life, because you are born with asthma. It's not something that, and some people do get it later depending on where they work. So sometimes it can be a condition of living in the smog areas or things like that. But mostly they're born with it, so they don't know. They've never had anything different. And their lungs are swollen at all times, and they don't realize that. But when they have an attack, there's smooth muscle around your lungs that squeezes. It tightens your lungs, and then you have just a really small airway to breathe through. And the biggest thing that asthmatics have a problem with is getting the air out. They can get it in, but then it's just staying in there. It's not coming out. So
the way you were explaining it to me is that you're starting to begin with, you're already kind of having trouble to breathe.
Yeah, you already have swollen the tubes in your lungs that go down to the alveoli, which is where your lung, the air is exchanged. Those tubes are all swollen. So getting that air out is really hard. Coughing is a good thing to help. And mostly, though, you have a lot of extra mucus when you have an attack. So even that doesn't help.
And as you were saying, when you have an attack, it constricts even more. So it's even more difficult to breathe.
Yeah. So you're already swollen. And now you've got the smooth muscle that's squeezing it tight, almost shutting it. So you're breathing like through a coffee stirrer. That's about how it feels.
Now, there are some medications out there, right? There are a couple of different medications that they take, that asthmatics take all the time, correct?
Yes. The first medication that you take would be a quick relief inhaler, and that gets the muscle to loosen up. So once that muscle's loosened up, now you're back to where you were before, but you don't realize that your lungs are swollen because you just have always lived with that. So sometimes it gets to the point where that quick relief inhaler doesn't work very well. And so they put you on a controller medication, which will help the swelling to not be there.
Okay. And so you were saying that they work hand in hand. Both of the medications work hand in hand.
Yeah.
The quick relief, the inhaler, like everybody would kind of recognize and notice, that's something that they carry for emergency situations kind of things when they're having an attack itself.
Yeah. I have one in my car, one in my bathroom, one in my purse. I have them everywhere because I know that I might need them.
You just never know when.
Yeah,
it's
you
happen.
Never know. It can be emotional. It can be a trigger like a dog hair. You've gone into someone's house who has cats, and you're allergic to cats. And a lot of times, allergies play with your asthma. Always, they do.
Okay, so let's talk about the program itself that you manage, and what it does and how it helps people with asthma.
Okay, so there's four things that make it so that you would be on the Medicaid's list. And one is if you have had an urgent care visit because of asthma within the last 12 months. The other one is if you've gone to the emergency room or if you've been hospitalized is also one. And the other one is if you renewed your medication, your quick relief medication, more than twice a year.
And so those kinds of things. And so you could call them if they want to set up a visit. What are some of the things you're going to go through in those visits, kind of cover with them?
Okay. So first I'll do an intake. So, and I'll do an asthma action plan or an asthma action test. And so I'll test them to see where they are and whether they passed or not. And almost always they don't pass. And if they do pass, it's very, very, like, it's very close to not passing. And they do need extra help. So then I go and we visit. It's supposed to be 3 in-home visits, but because of COVID, they can either come to the health department or we can meet at a park or somewhere like that. And we do 2 visits that way. The first visit, I tell them about their asthma symptoms, what they are. I find out what medications they're on. I let them know what medications would help if they aren't on a controller medication. A lot of times that will help. And then the second visit, I talk to them about triggers in their house. I have them check the rooms. If you have stuffed animals, you need to wash those at least once a month. Your sheets need to be washed twice a week, month. You need to vacuum twice a week. Dust mites are a really, really big problem.
That was one of my questions is, what are some triggers that people see a lot in a home?
Pets, a lot of pets, even birds. A lot of people are allergic to feathers. If you have asthma, you shouldn't have a feather pillow or down blanket. Dogs, cats. So that's why you need to vacuum, especially your couches. If you have a dog or a cat that sits on your couch, mm-hmm. and it's best to put a blanket down where they like to sleep or sit. That way you can wash the blanket more often and you don't have as much pet air.
Talking about asthma with Catherine Miller from the Southeastern Utah District Health Department, excuse me. If somebody is interested in the program or would like some more questions or have some questions that they would like answered, how can they get a hold of you?
My number is 636-1165, or they could call the health department directly. And even if they're not on Medicaid, I'd be glad to answer their questions. But you do need to be on Medicaid to be in this program.
Okay. So that's if you want to give her a call down there and get some questions answered, and she'll be more than willing to help you out because this is a serious thing.
Yeah,
it is. Really is.
I've helped a lot of people. I'm going into 6 months here now, and I've just had people, even when I go back on the second visit, if they've gone ahead and got that controller medication, they're just amazed at what the difference is in their lungs and not how they didn't know that all these years. It's just, you know, really good for them.
All right, Catherine, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We're done.